Dear friends in Christ, our text today begins with then. We must back up one verse to find out when that then is. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Isaiah refers more fully to this day in the preceding chapter when he says, the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the cause of Zion. It is on this eschatological day that God will accomplish what he says. The Hebrew uses passive verbs where we might rather use active verbs. Then God will open the eyes of the blind and unstop the ears of the deaf. Then God will cause the lame man to leap like a deer and cause the tongue of the dumb to sing for joy. The focus is on what God will do. It is God who will accomplish the miracles of this day. It is God who will heal all the sick people mentioned here. These words from Isaiah should sound quite familiar. When John the Baptist sent his disciples to Jesus to ask, "Are you he who is to come, or shall we look for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them." God has fulfilled these words through the ministry of Jesus Christ. It was at that time, almost 2,000 years ago, that God broke into human history and began to undo the ravages of sin and of Satan. Began to undo, since we do not yet here on earth see the ultimate fulfillment of all these words physically. That must wait for heaven. We do, however, see the fulfillment of these words spiritually, even as we wait for the ultimate fulfillment physically in heaven. It is the spiritually blind and deaf who can see and hear, thanks to God who works through the proclamation of his word to those very same ones who are blind and deaf. It is the spiritually lame and dumb who can walk and talk, thanks to God whose spirit gives these people the ability to act spiritually. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, and fools shall not err therein. Here we see the other side of the proclamation. There will be no unclean or fools here. How can there remain such when liberation has already been proclaimed? The unclean and fools are those who refuse to admit that they need to be cured of their illnesses and foolishness. Such people do not receive the glorious freedom from their illnesses because they do not want it, even when they hear it proclaimed. Today is the feast day of St. Luke, Evangelist. We pray in the college for today, Almighty God, whose blessed Son called St. Luke the physician to be an evangelist and physician of the soul, grant that the healing medicine of your word and the sacraments may put to flight the diseases of our souls, that with willing hearts we may ever love and serve you. This text from Isaiah admirably supports what we pray in the collect for today. St. Paul called Luke the beloved physician in his epistle to the Colossians. Luke was a physician of the body. But we remember him especially as a physician of the soul, because that is the vocation to which God called him. Our collect is addressed to Almighty God, whose blessed Son called St. Luke the physician to be an evangelist and physician of the soul. If we expected to put St. Luke up on a pedestal, we might expect more mention of him in the collect as we continue. Our collect, however, continues, "Grant that the healing medicine of your word and the sacraments may put to flight the diseases of our souls, that with willing hearts we may ever love and serve you." Where is St. Luke here? Gone, disappeared. The focus is only on the healing medicine of God's word and his sacraments. We see here in this collect exactly what Isaiah says in our text for today. The focus is on God, what he does, and what he accomplishes. Isaiah does not name the messenger who delivers this good news, and the name of someone as important as St. Luke is ultimately unnamed when we ask God for the benefits of the healing medicine of his word and sacraments. I am certainly aware that Isaiah also wrote, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good tidings, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation." The feet are beautiful, however, because of what is proclaimed, not because they call attention to themselves. As Isaiah continues in the sentence just quoted, "Who says to Zion, your God reigns." We celebrate St. Luke today because of what God called him to do. Any Lutheran pastor who expects to be celebrated for himself will probably be disappointed. May God, who has called or will call us to his service, always receive the focus of that service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.